Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
And as always on a Wednesday afternoon, we look forward to catching up with Gavin. He's online on the show here today. G'day, Gav.
Hello, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you today?
Yes, not bad at all.
Not bad
it's
at all.
Overcast days like this that make you appreciate the lovely ones.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a little chilly out there too, isn't it? A little chilly.
It hasn't got warm all day.
Yeah, it's
Running around doing stock take, and I tell you what, it's been the coldest day I've had out there for quite a while.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, you feel it more when you're just standing there counting.
Oh, yes, yes. And the other thing is you don't want to you don't need to be distracted either because you can lose count and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely, yes.
Hey, just to let you know, I actually saw you yesterday. I was in the nursery yesterday having a bit of a look around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was going to say hello to you, but you were a bit busy, so I thought to myself, I'll just let you know I was there, and I'm coming down.
Oh.
And I was having a look at you guys and your roses there yesterday.
Yes.
And
too busy to say hello.
I've already made up my mind what I'm going to do is I'm coming down to purchase some roses off you guys.
Yes, that'd be lovely.
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll try and drop down in a couple of weeks' time and I'll try and catch up with you.
Yes, yes. Well, yeah. We've got another delivery coming before then, so we should be topped up even more.
Awesome. Okay. I'll try and make it a Tuesday because I know that... What are the days that you're there and not there?
The only days I'm generally not here is a Friday and Saturday.
Okay, Friday, Saturday. So you're there from Sunday through to Thursday.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll catch up with you next time.
Absolutely, that would be great.
Now, today we're going to talk about something interesting, and it's stone fruit.
It is. It's stone fruit season. The cold weather always brings on stone fruit season because stone fruits are best planted while they're bare. They're what's known as a deciduous plant, which means, like roses, they tend to lose their leaves through the cold weather, which means that, of course, they're dormant. And when they're dormant, they don't have any transplanting shock, so it is really the best time to put them in.
Okay. Would you classify stone fruit plants as very hardy?
Yes, generally quite hardy. In fact, most of them, to be honest, the only thing they usually get is in the end of summer and they get the dreaded fruit fly. So as long as you have some fruit fly kits, some baits hanging in the trees, generally you won't have a problem. The tree itself, very, very tough, very hardy. You don't usually have to do much to them. Plenty of sun, plenty of drainage is the most important thing. Other than that, fruit fly kits, when they get their fruit on them, so yeah, from about the size of a pea, if you can go out and get a couple of fruit fly kits, or baits they call them, you hang them in the trees, and that's all you generally have to worry about. Then the fruit fly go in there, they're attracted to the baits instead of being attracted to the fruit.
Which stands to reason, doesn't it? Yes, to try and keep the fruit fly away from your crop. Now,
yes,
I suppose there's a lot of varieties of stone fruit these days. Is that correct?
Oh, there's so many. Yeah, for those playing at home, we've got a bit of a list made up here. Things like, well, let's start from the top. You've got cherries and apples. Now, I include those not for necessarily the people that may live at Merriweather, but more the people that live at Musselbrook or Maitland or any of those sort of suburbs where they get a nice cold frost. Because, of course, cherries and apples need that frost to set the fruit, and you're not going to get a frost ride on the coast. But we do get those. We get some lovely varieties. We get the Pink Ladies, of course.
Yeah.
The Granny Smiths, the Jonathans, the Galas. There's a great range of apples that you can get if you happen to live in those colder places. In fact, they even have a range of what's known as column apples for those people that don't tend to have a lot of room. And they're called columnar apples, and they come in varieties such as Bolero, Flamenco, Polka, and Waltz. There's sort of a theme going on there.
Yes, there is.
That's, That's those. They don't take up a lot of room. Fabulous. I've seen them down the side of a driveway where they only had a garden of 500 wide, and they actually grew these column apple trees down the driveway and were able to go out and pick apples off them every year. Now, they are in a cold area. I think it was called Millfield, up outside of Cessnall, and they would certainly be nice and cold enough to get that. Same as cherries. There's some fantastic ranges of cherries out. There's the Stella cherry. There's a few others that are almost, what do they call them, almost self-pollinating, which is where you only need the one tree, and we'll go into that in a moment. But there's some great varieties of those. Again, colder areas, you'll get plenty of cherries. Warmer areas by the coast, you probably wouldn't get enough to make a cherry ripe out of it, unfortunately.
Yeah, love cherry ripes too.
Yes. So do I. It's just the area. And we cater for those sort of areas, the cold areas as well as the coastal areas. Mulberries, good old mulberries. Big trees, but everybody loves a mulberry tree.
Mm.
So, and they're as tough as. Figs. Now, there are people that love figs, and there are people like me that don't love eating
figs.
Yes,
I'm not a big fan. Not a big fan like you. Yeah.
But figs are incredibly tough. They were always touted in books, back when we used to have all these garden books and we didn't rely on the internet, as the tree that you could stick down behind the garage and never look at and still get a good range of either white Genoa, black Genoa, or the good old brown turkey. Which is always a popular one for people that love figs.
Mm.
Nectarines. Nectarines are lovely to be able to pick off the tree. Goldmine, the white-fleshed nectarine, is the best one for the Hunter Valley area. Very, very good. Great tree. Lovely fruit. Apricots, of course.
Yes.
Everybody loves an apricot. Moor Park apricot. Very, very popular for this area. Now, these nectarines and apricots are what we know as self-pollinators, which means you only need one tree will self-pollinate itself. Some of these trees, like apples and pears, need pollinators. So you've got to have two trees. So the fruit, you have male fruit, male flowers and female flowers, and they will pollinate each other.
Wow, that's interesting.
It is. Some of them you need two, not many. Most things, like, as I said, your apricots, the peaches, another fabulous one for this area. Peaches, things like the Anzac peach, which is a lovely white-fleshed one, and the Alberta peach, which is a very popular one too.
Mm.
They do very well, and they don't need as much cold as what some of the others do. So these apricots, peaches, plums, fabulous Japanese blood plums like Santa Rosa and Satsuma, they do very well, or just as well, on the coast as they do inland. Now, they also do almonds, self-pollinating almonds for those people that love those. There is one called All-in-One. And that's pretty much what it is. It's an all-in-one tree. Put an almond tree in, get a great range of almonds off them. Very, very good. They also, too, now these days, do a dwarf range of some of these, and they call those Trixie trees. Now, Trixie trees only grow about 1.5 meters by 1.5 meters. You can grow them in a pot on a balcony. You can grow them in the garden, very similar to the dwarf citrus that you can get for pots. You can now get things like the Trixie apples. You can get Trixie cherries, which are the little dwarf ones, Trixie peach called Pixie, a Trixie nectarine called Nectarzee, and a little Trixie pear called Pivert. And these are small little miniature trees. The fruit is slightly smaller than what you'd get on a big tree, but not miniature. But you still get a good feed out of them. And they're a fun thing to have in a nice big pot on a balcony, on a veranda for all those people that are downsizing in town. They're a great one to have there. They'll work really, really well.
Right, okay. Yeah, I didn't realise there were so many varieties of stone fruit. That's incredible.
There's a fabulous range of stone fruits that you can get. And it will just really depend on the area as to which ones in Newcastle you can grow and which ones you have to be a little bit further out.
Okay, and I think the important thing is if you've never been down the Stone Fruit Road before and you want to get some more information, all they've got to do, Gav, is drop on down to Lee Rowan's and you guys will certainly help them out.
Absolutely. They're all in stock at the moment. And on top of that, like our roses, it's the first year we've ever done it. They're actually all 25% off.
Well, there you go. That's an even big incentive.
On top of the best time to plant them, it's also the best time to buy them.
Absolutely, by the sound of that, yes. Okay. As I said before, it's fantastic to talk to you about this and realise that there's not just peaches and plums and all that sort of stuff for stone fruit. There's other varieties there as well. Now, before we go, you guys, of course, have a website, and we can get some more details off the website.
We do, our www.leerowans.com website. You can come into either of our stores here at Warners Bay on the bottom end of Hillsborough Road or on the coast with the most at Arimba. Halfway down the freeway.
Sounds good. So there you go. If you're looking for your stone fruit, and as Gav was saying, right now, 25% off all stone fruit.
25% off, which is something we've never done before.
Awesome stuff. All right, Gav, good to talk to you, and you enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Wonderful. You too. I shall look forward to it.
There he is, man who knows a lot about gardening. That's Gav from Lee Rowan's Garden World. And drop in there and get the best advice, particularly on stone fruit. But as he said, if you want to go to the website, you can go there as well. And there's a lot of information on their website, leerowans.com.au.